These are stories about what we believe. Our opinions are important to us, and we want to share them with you. Our opinions reflect who we are as people. These are stories about what we believe to be true. Take a moment to experience our thoughts and ideas. Listen in and learn about us. We are Stuart's 6th grade stars. Welcome to our stories.
This I Believe by McKenna. I believe that we're all unique because it should not matter if you're a boy or girl or if you have a gender at all. It should not matter if you're weak, strong, fast, or slow. For example, you can find different people in different styles, everywhere including video games such as Minecraft and Roblox. In Roblox, I've experienced a lot of different styles and personalities such as preppy, emo, bacon, rich, and so much more. I believe everyone should have their own style and personality. It should not matter what clothes you wear. Some people in other countries wear different clothes. For example, the Day of the Dead, they wear skull masks in Mexico for their holiday and to honor their dead ancestors. And what other people think about you or how much makeup you wear, or if you don't wear makeup at all. It should not matter what hair color you have or if you don't have hair at all. It should not matter if you have a disability. Others should treat each other equally because we are all human. It should not matter what eye color you have. It should not matter if some skin color might be different or they might look different. We are all unique in our own ways, styles, shapes, and differences. Everyone is beautiful and everyone is different. Like, who cares if you're different? It should not matter at all. You should never change who you are for anyone else just to fit in. Like in Fish in a Tree, Jessica was mean to her classmates and followed her mean friend Shay around and bullied other kids in her class, but then Jessica realized that it was wrong to bully and make fun of people. So Jessica changed her mean self into a kind and caring person. She changed herself just to fit in with her friends and everyone else, but then she realized at the end she didn't need to change who she was for anyone or for her friends. But my message is this: just be you and who you are. This I believe.
Stuart Star Stories is produced by Stuart and Company, with additional reporting by Room 35 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Ms. Stuart. Our editor is Mrs. K. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Stuart Star Stories is a Room 35 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.